With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting North Carolina is distributing Benadryl and EpiPens as yellow jackets swarm the besieged areas from Helene flooding.
Deadly flooding from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina has also disrupted the underground nest of yellow jackets, bees, and other insects, causing them to swarm and sting people struggling to recover from the storm. It's caused such a surge in requests for medication to protect people allergic to stings that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is buying Benadryl and epinephrine injections to help fill requests through hospitals, emergency medical personnel, and doctors. And the humanitarian aid group Direct Relief says it has sent more than 2,000 EpiPen injections to community health centers, clinics, and pharmacies across western North Carolina. I'm Norman Hall.
In the wake of the three-day port strike, there's been a rush for toilet paper at retailers.
The American Forest and Paper Association says people don't need to buy up all the toilet paper on store shelves. Even if the dock workers' strike had continued, it still wouldn't have led to a shortage. The group says about 85% of paper products used in America, toilet paper, tissues, and paper towels, are manufactured in the U.S., so they don't come in by ship or through American docks. And now the dock worker strike has been suspended until after the holiday season to allow more time for contract negotiations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden has offered some terse words for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he doesn't know whether the Israeli leader is holding up a peace deal in order to influence the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. On Wall Street, the Dow by 341 points, the NASDAQ rose 219. This is SRN News. Most abortions are elective.
According to a new analysis by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, 96% of the women who get an abortion in this country do so for elective reasons, not because of any risk to their life or health. A breakdown of the data by CLI indicates that less than 1% of abortions take place in cases of rape or incest, and less than 1% are to save the life of the mother. A little more than 1% are carried out because of an abnormality in the unborn baby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Ulmer Minster in southern Germany is the world's tallest church, but not for much longer. The Gothic-style Lutheran church's reign began in 1890, but it's expected to end next year. That's when Spain's La Sagrada Familia Basilica's Tower of Jesus Christ is set to be completed. At an eventual 560 feet high, the Catholic Basilica in Barcelona will inch out the Ulmer Münster. This is SRN News. There was yet another record close set on Wall Street today.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong report on the U.S. job market. S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Friday, getting closer to the all-time high it set on Monday. The Dow rose 341 points, that's about 0.8%, setting its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Companies that tend to benefit the most from an improving economy led the gains. That included smaller companies, banks, and cruise ship operators. Treasury yields soared in the bond market. The stronger-than-expected hiring data led traders to abandon bets that the Federal Reserve might make another jumbo-sized cut in interest rates at its next meeting. Seth Sutel, New York.
Oil prices climbed this week as unrest in the Middle East escalated. Iran launched missiles at Israel, and the Israelis threatened retaliation, raising the possibility of disruption on the flow of oil from the region. More details at SRNnews.com.